Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on Arabi English Radio. So I've titled today The Value of an Act, and obviously this sounds very sort of abstract, but I'm going to try and explain it to you. And this pertains to the month of Ramadan. This is why I'm talking about this in particular. So an act, for example, is anything we do as part of our practice. So an act can be each prayer we do. An act can be a day when we fast. An act can even be when we come together, in a sense, at the end of a fasting day to have our iftar, and so on. These are just some ideas. So we know, and the background here, and it's really important, is that we know that an act, for example, an act that we do, let's just take any good act. So let's say, even if we are, let's take a non-believer, for example, a non-Muslim. A non-Muslim might do a really good act, such as giving charity to someone, to a needy person. So obviously this is a really good act, but it's not really going to have very high value with Allah, because obviously the intention that we're supposed to set as Muslims is maybe not the correct one. And obviously, if a person does not have the faith, again, this is an issue. So we're talking, so let's just focus on us as Muslims anyway. So we know that an act is more pleasing to Allah if we do it with the correct intention. So imagine you just sort of... each time we do a good act, if we've set the correct intention, which is for Allah, that act is going to be much more easily accepted, and it will be more pleasing to Allah. And obviously, during the month of Ramadan, you can just imagine it's a sort of more exponential, the value of each act, because obviously we're told that even our sleeping in the month of Ramadan is worship. So yeah, anything good that we can do will be so immensely valuable. Welcome back. This is A to Z and RB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. So obviously, I'm talking about the value of an act, in particular acts and rites during the month of Ramadan. And obviously, we know that we need to set the correct intention for our act to really derive the best value. And obviously, don't forget, always the outcomes are with Allah. So no matter how much we try, no matter how good the act is, you know, sometimes we've set the best intention and we're doing something, we're striving, and the outcome that we would hope for just doesn't happen. But the outcome is with Allah. So as long as we have done our side, that is all that is actually expected of us. We can't control the outcome. Outcomes are always with Allah. Now, so for example, think about when we're fasting. So maybe you need to remind yourself when you're fasting, well, why are we fasting? So during the month of Ramadan, don't say to yourself, okay, well, I'm fasting because it's good for my health anyway. You know, maybe we should just aim a bit deeper with our intentions. Any act we do, so when we're fasting, this is for Allah, of course. This is not, it should not be for other reasons. We're aware of the other reasons, of course. But if we can make our act, our intention as pure as possible, then that's much better for us. So in a sense, obviously, it also means that idea is obviously the more we understand an act. So for example, if we know that everything we do during this blessed month is for Allah, and obviously that means while we're doing that, while we're, for example, sitting down and reading the juz from the Quran each day, obviously that value is also elevated. And obviously this, maybe this can also inform a little bit your thinking, the intentions you make before the month of Ramadan starts. Because obviously, you know, you can set an intention for the whole of the month. And also you can, if you want, also set an intention, you know, every evening almost for the next day. So inshallah, some of this will inform a little bit the way you're setting your intention for this very precious month, inshallah. And thank you for today, and I look forward to, inshallah, you'll tune into another episode of A to Z here on RIB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.